All right. Good afternoon. Scott Luton back here with you live on Supply Chain Now Radio. We are continuing our coverage of Blueprint 2019, a forum dedicated to supply chain best practices, especially better demand planning and forecasting, all hosted by our good friends over at Blue Ridge. You can check them out at BlueRidgeGlobal.com. We are broadcasting live today from the Omni at the Battery, site of Blueprint 2019, and next door to SunTrust Park, home of the Atlanta Braves. Lots of buzz in the room. So like all of our series on Supply Chain Now Radio, you can find our replays on a variety of channels, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our great friends over at Business Radio X. As always, we'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. So let's welcome our next featured guest for this segment. We have Mike Schutt, Purchasing Manager with United Distributors. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Scott.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Having a good time here today.
Absolutely. We're about halfway through day one after a great kickoff evening last night with the Braves won some late inning heroics. But heard a lot of good things about the speakers and content today. So, Mike, for our listeners, as we get started here, tell us about yourself and your background.
Okay, Scott. I've been in the beverage industry for over 30 years. I started back in Kentucky a long time ago on the beer side of the business. Wholesale distributor, and I worked for a company there for about 15 years and did everything from the sales side to general management. Actually started forecasting back then, so that's kind of carried through my career. And about that time, about 15 years ago, I had an opportunity to move to Atlanta to work for another wholesale beer distributor. At that time, I was able to come in and be VP of sales, and then about 2 years later, we were purchased by the company I work for you now, United Distributors.
Great company, great track record of success in serving the market here. I remember United Distributors back when I moved to Atlanta, three kids ago. It's been some time, so it must be neat to join a great enterprise like that, huh?
You know, it was the best thing that happened to not only me, but to other people that I worked with at the time. We were able to come to a much bigger, more diverse company, a family-owned business now in its fourth generation. And we had a lot more opportunity because we had a lot more products to sell from just selling beer, which is what my first half of my career was all about. Now it's about selling not only beer, but spirits, wine, and non-alcoholic products. So The vast number of brands and commodities has been really what keeps us going in this market, because it gives us a lot of advantages that we wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, so let's talk a little bit more about that. Tell us, what are some of the advantages when you're dealing with the United Distributors versus some of the other players in the market?
Well, let's just take SunTrust Park, for example. It's a big Coors Light-sponsored venue. We also have other suppliers that are involved in the venue as well. We have spirit suppliers. We have wine suppliers. We have a lot going on in the Battery as well. It's kind of carried over from the stadium itself into the Battery. So majority of products you see definitely in the stadium are our products in all those different commodities. And then in the Battery, it's just been a big success story there as well. This place has become a destination for a lot of people, even for myself on the weekends. Neighbors, friends, we come over here. Even if the Braves are not playing, it is a place to be.
Yep.
And it's turned out just to be a really great place and a great part of town, and it's worked out really well for the fans too.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, when they first announced the plans and the location, I was like, holy cow, traffic's going to be something. But you know what? They've really done a surprisingly nice job of managing that aspect of that. You know, we were in town yesterday when all the traffic was coming and going, and I've been here during the middle of the week when game times are – I think they adjusted the game times a smidge. But right around, 7 p.m. first pitch. And you would think one thing, but it really – they do a nice job of managing traffic, both inbound and outbound in the Battery and for SunTrust Park. So that's been neat to see. But going back to your point, one of the points you were making, it sounds like when you work with a company like United Distributors that offers a wide variety of line items, from wines and spirits to beers and the non-alcoholic – you know, I hate to use the old adage "one-stop shop," but man, that's got to make planning and distribution a lot easier rather than have a whole series of suppliers.
Well, it helps us in a lot of ways. It helps us with our suppliers. We can combine a lot of different commodities into, whether it's special events or even at the store level, whether it's grocery stores, whether it's liquor stores. We can tie those items in together, display them together. We can do a lot of things that we wouldn't be able to do. And one of the biggest things that we see is the on-premise business, which is all the restaurants, bars, venues, is we have, when you go back to one-stop shopping, I've heard that a lot before, and we use it. We have a lot of we have a lot of items in our portfolio that complement each other, so we can bring a lot of products to the table, and we try to use that, because when an on-premise sales rep goes into an account, they're selling spirits, they're selling beer, whether it's kegs or packaged beer, they're selling wine, they're selling some non-alcoholics. So we have a big portfolio. Not to say we're the biggest in town. There's a lot of big, solid, good distributors in this town. It's different than a lot of areas where there might be one or two big wholesalers, but there's a lot of suppliers here, or a lot of distributors here, excuse me. But we do have an advantage in the fact that we are a really big beer supplier along with spirits and wine.
Mm. So switching gears a little bit here, what brings you to Blueprint 2019?
So this is our second year at Blueprint. We came last year. We had just gone with Blue Ridge. We had been on an old system for about 18 years, and it was time to look, make some changes. I had just been in this new role as purchasing manager for about 3 years, and we knew we needed to make a change. We just weren't sure where. So we decided that we would interview about 4 to 5 different possible solutions, and the solutions that we kept coming back to was Blue Ridge. So one of the great things was for us, we're kind of lucky that they're local. We're in Atlanta, they're in Atlanta, they're about 5 miles from our place, so we can always get together. If we have any issues, we have anything going on, we need to go to the office and see somebody, we can do that as well. So it makes it really easy for us, it makes it easy for our buyers to interact with their people as well.
So you've been partnering with Blue Ridge about a year.
Well, we've been online probably really up and running for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Total. What we do is we have two other locations, one in Savannah and one in Albany, Georgia. So our biggest house is obviously in Atlanta. So we transfer a lot of items to those places. We also send items direct. All our buyers used to be all over the place. We had several of them in different locations. Now we've brought all the buyers into the Atlanta area, so they're all here in our office in Smyrna, and we're able to buy just about all the commodities that we sell for the entire state out of Atlanta.
So partnered then with Blue Ridge for about a year and a half. What have been some of your earliest wins, you think?
Well, I think, when we first got started, we wanted to make sure that we were trying to, one, reduce our inventory, reduce our out of stocks, increase our fill rates. And we were able to do a lot of things in the forecasting area we weren't able to do before. We have more accurate forecast, and we were able to really drill down on, even to the account level, to say this is what we really need. Getting that information is so important to what we're trying to do.
Mm. So sounds like a lot better data-driven planning, forecasting, the solution has enabled. That's fantastic. So when you come here to Blueprint 2019, what are some of the things you're looking beyond the networking and beyond the, best practice sharing? What are there any specific areas that you're really interested in getting additional content on?
Well, the best thing that I've seen this year is the ability to have the breakout sessions. So the breakout sessions have allowed us to bring all four of our buyers, which is critical for us. Being local, it's a little easier for us than maybe some people. So our senior buyer put together a list of breakout sessions that she said, hey, everybody needs to go to these, but we want to go to this one and that one, and then we'll share that information later when we get back to the office. So it's more buyer-driven this year than it was last year. We didn't have these breakout sessions. So these sessions are really important for our buyers to really to be able to concentrate on what they need to do on a daily basis. And if they have questions, they can bring them up here. We have Lifeline, which is one of the best services, probably one of the major reasons we went with Blue Ridge is because of Lifeline and the customer service that they bring to the table, which was really incredible. Yeah. The other thing was MEIO, where it's an automated transfer process, multi-echelon, and we have two locations, as I stated before, one in Savannah, one in Albany, and we're able to be more efficient in how we bring the products to them because we transfer a lot of small volume items, so we're able to do that on a weekly basis. And we've actually reduced their inventory that we transfer by up to 30 to 40% because we're able to do it in a much cleaner way to be able to transfer it exactly what they need when they need it and to be able to make sure that it's there on time and gets there in the way we need it to be.
That's a nice win, 30, 40%.
Very nice. It is a real nice win. Plus, we've decreased our inventory as well in Smyrna, but that's coming around, but it's a little bit slower. We have a lot of items, and the way the market's going, it just seems like we have more and more new items and new suppliers all the time.
Man, a lot to manage. So beyond Blueprint and kind of going a little bit broader, are there, you know, two or three current supply chain trends that you may be tracking more than others right now?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. We're seeing just a peripheralization of new items and new suppliers. You think it'd slow down, you think it would stop, but it just doesn't. We bring in about 4 to 5 new items a day.
Wow.
When people ask you, how many are you getting rid of? Well, it's, believe me, it's not near that. So we're trying to do more in that area as well so that we can actually justify not only bringing them in, but actually talking to our sales side and say, hey, this is not performing. We need to get rid of it. We need to do some things. We need to take a look at why do we need all these additional SKUs. You know, the other thing that I think that's impacted our business as much as anything has been the carrier side of the business, truckers bringing product to us. That industry has been changed dramatically with new laws and regulations over the last few years. And suppliers are really relying on these people to get us product. And so our lead times, we have to pay a lot of attention to lead times, which we do, which is one of the things we concentrate on to make sure that the lead time that they say we're getting is really actually what we get because the industry is not performing as well as it used to. And it's just a tough business right now, that side of the business.
I'm still stuck on 4 to 5 new items a day. That is a lot. That's a lot of, I mean, it's neat. It's innovative. You know, you're able to serve different customers with different likes and preferences and things. But wow, as you're still managing the fluctuation of products that might be in the portfolio for years, right? You're taking on new complexity daily, you know, while trying to run a strong ship. That's a lot, Mike. I'm impressed.
Well, it's not the best way to operate, I don't think, at this point, but we have a lot of suppliers. We have a lot of new innovation. We have a lot of things that have happened over the last few years, and it continued to happen, that are driving the marketplace, and people are so into change. When you look at the draft beer business, we sell about 25,000 kegs a month. That's a lot of SKUs, over 500 SKUs just in the draft beer business, and our customers, they want the latest, the greatest, the newest, the new IPA, whatever it happens to be, they want to have it. They want a 6-barrel. They don't even want a 0.5-barrel. They want to sell through it, and they want to go to something else. And our competitors are doing the same thing. They're doing the same, just like we are. So that part of the business has not changed. Just when you think it would slow down, it doesn't.
And you know, I guess it could be argued, if you're not growing, you're doing the opposite. It's just with growth, exciting or otherwise, it naturally comes to complexity. But it seems like if you've got if you've got the ship and the team that can handle it, why not take advantage of and be able to serve more customers? 25,000 kegs a month, 500 SKUs alone, right there. Holy cow! Any other before we talk more about maybe other shows or events you'll be attending? Any other supply chain trends that you're tracking more than others here in recent weeks?
No, that's probably the two that are the biggest that we've been actually looking at here in the last 6 months to 8 months.
And that's plenty.
That's plenty. Plenty. We're trying to figure out, you know, where we're going next.
And, yeah.
And the planning process is, you know, is driven by the sales side, but operations and purchasing is always involved and has to be involved. And so it's very complex, and it's something that we work on all the time.
Mm. Well, I'm sure having 30 years in the industry, you're quite a secret weapon for the business.
Well, I would hope so. It's been interesting. I was only in the beer business for the first half of my career. Now it's extended into spirits and wine and some other commodities. So it's been a lot of fun doing that. And we have some really good people. We have a really good team, and we have a really good set of executives and ownership that support us every day.
Mm. Fantastic. Well, you know, one of our sponsors here at Supply Chain Now Radio is Apex Atlanta, and I'm sure the chapter would love for me to extend an invite for you and the United Distributor team to get involved with our programming. We got really neat executive roundtable session coming up on May 24th at Georgia Tech. We've got a panel of folks, including the CEO, the founder, and CEO of East West Manufacturing. And, you know, in today's global supply chain world, you know, no longer are the days where a supplier in South Georgia is going to talk with their supplier, and West Texas is going to talk to their supplier in Montana somewhere. Now it's, you know, Georgia to Panama to China to somewhere else. And you know, to be able to make supply chain happen these days, you've got to figure out a way in really quick order to bridge those cultural differences and divides and different norms. As we've been sharing this concept of this event with the market, someone replied back, well, no, you're right, because if you say, and I can't remember what language it is, but if you say yes, it can mean five different things based on how you say it and, you know, body language and tone. And imagine when we're trying to solve problems and fight fires and just sort of take care of our customers, how supply chain folks globally through global supply chains have got to bridge that real quick. So anyway, we'll get details to both you and to our listeners for that event on May 24th at the Georgia Tech Supply Chain and Logistics Institute. So any other trade shows you've got on your trade shows, workshops, forums, you name it, on your radar in 2019, Mike?
I really will not be. I used to do a lot of sales and marketing trade shows, and I really don't go to those anymore. But this one to me has the biggest benefit because we have like-minded wholesalers here in the same business, doing the same thing in different states. And like we heard a presentation this morning from Breakthrough Beverage, there's questions I have, you know, that I want to ask those people because they do the exact same thing we do, just on a bigger scale. Mm. We're pretty big, but they have on a really big scale. So there's all kinds of autonomy here and all kinds of things that we can do to ask questions to see, you know, what are you guys doing that makes an impact on the purchasing side of the business? Because most people tend to focus on the sales side, and we're a little bit forgotten sometimes, but it's key for us to make sure that we do our end of it so that we can actually sell a product that needs to be out there to consumers.
Yep. There's always room for improvement, right?
That's right, always.
So, Mike, how can our listeners get in touch with either you or to learn more about the organization?
They can get in touch with me. My email address is mshutt@udiga.com.
Fantastic. Well, we've been talking with Mike Shutt, Purchasing Manager with United Distributors here. Mike, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it having you on here on Supply Chain Now Radio. To our listeners, be sure to check out other upcoming events, replays of our interviews, and other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the other leading sites where podcasts can be found. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. If you can't find what you're looking for, shoot us a note to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at supplychainnowradio.com. We'll get you the information. Stay tuned as we'll be continuing our coverage of Blueprint 2019 shortly. For the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton signing off for now. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and we'll see you here shortly. Let's welcome our featured guest for this segment, Jim Burns, CEO of Blue Ridge. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon, Scott. It's great to be with you, and thank you very much for being here at our conference.
Well, absolutely, and we've gotten a lot of outstanding feedback. The breakout sessions here that I guess we're in the middle of have been a hit, seems like. One of the last guests we had brought his whole buyer's team. They all divided and conquered, went out to all the breakout sessions and with the plan of coming back and exchanging notes, which I think is a pretty smart approach.
Yeah, it's a great approach. And we've gone through a lot of effort to break the afternoon session into multiple tracks, and the sessions are all well attended. No one's disappeared on a beautiful day here in Atlanta, which is great to see.
Absolutely, and it is a gorgeous day, and the Braves, I think, are set to take on the Padres tonight. So let's dive right in, Jim. So tell us about yourself and your background a little bit.
Great. So professionally, I've been in the business a lot longer than I care to admit, approaching 30 years. First dozen or so years was with IBM in a sales and sales management role. And moved here to Atlanta back in 95 with Dun & Bradstreet Software, and really been in the software industry ever since then. Most recently, prior to joining Blue Ridge, I was at Infor. Joined Infor when it was about $60 million in revenue. Left when it was $2.7 billion in revenue. And over the course of my 11 years there, I held a number of positions. One of those that's most appropriate for what we're doing here at Blue Ridge is the time where I ran our wholesale distribution business. So it was a three or four acquisitions we've done in that space, and responsible for all of the development, all of the support, sales, marketing associated with wholesale distribution, and some of the customers that were my customers at Infor are customers here at Blue Ridge, which is great to see.
Absolutely. That is remarkable growth at Infor during your 11 years.
We went through some 40-odd acquisitions over that time, and it was just incredible to see.
So, really, taking a page from that book, there's been a lot of growth here at Blue Ridge,
it seems like,
in the last couple of years.
There has.
All right, so let's talk more about Blue Ridge. Obviously, the host and facilitator of Blueprint 2019. Tell us about the company and what it does.
Yeah, so we're in the supply chain planning space. We work with wholesale distributors as well as retailers. And we work exclusively on the supply chain planning side of things. So it's the forecasting, the demand planning, and the replenishment, all with an idea towards making sure that we make the best use of the customer's capital, right? Our customers, their biggest investment or their biggest asset is their inventory. And what is the right mix of inventory you need in order to satisfy customers? And that's what we're really focused on. And we had a number of customer presentations earlier today where, you know, we've seen an increase in service levels as well as a decrease in inventory. And service levels in our environment today are critical with, you know, the reality of it is the competitor is one click away. And if you don't have the item, they're going to go somewhere else to get it. And if they have a bad customer experience, you know, there's all sorts of studies out there that say those folks are going to go somewhere else.
Yep.
So
we were at years ago, we were conducting a workshop at Coca-Cola, and their leader of continuous improvement stood up during the lunch session and was sharing perspective with our attendees. And he mentioned that, you know, if they don't have and maintain Cokes on the shelves of your favorite store, and you got a customer that is out to get a 12-pack of Coke and it's not on the shelves, that's just a lost opportunity. You'll never get back.
It's a lost opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, yeah. And so I kind of hear a little bit about that when you're talking about planning and replenishment levels and making sure we're managing our inventory accurately so we don't miss any of those opportunities, right?
Right. And you know, at the same time, you don't want to go crazy. And so it's being able to analyze what are those items that are most important to your business, those A items, and work your way through. And those are the ones you want the really high service levels on, because that's what keeps the customers coming back.
Yep. Balance, balance, balance.
Yep.
All right. So question for you, Jim. Why invest in and host a forum like Blueprint 2019?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity, really, on two fronts. One is for us to share with our customers what's on the horizon, what's coming in the next 12 months. It also is an opportunity for our customers to network with each other. And there's a lot of learning that goes on from not only us, but from their peers. I mean, I just sat in a session on cost of service. One customer asked a question, another customer answered it. And so it's people helping people, and it's all about getting the maximum that you can out of the investment that they've made in our product.
Well, and that's the neat, you know, I think we've had four or five interviews here thus far, and a couple of folks have mentioned specifically that they want to hear what other folks are doing in other parts of the country and kind of their take on some of the challenges that we all face as supply chain professionals, as leading organizations. You know, that give and take. I love how you put it. You know, one customer was asking the question, another customer was providing answer. I think that's what we're after in these types of best practice sharing forums.
Collaboration is a big thing.
That's right. Yep. And progressive collaboration, I think, in this day and age. I think in 2019 versus in, well, we've been picking on 1987, so we'll keep picking on 1987. It seems like companies are much more open to progressive collaboration, even with their competitors or you know, a lot of times there's some co-opetition going on, right? Kind of between cooperation and collaboration and competition. But I think these days it seems like there's an inclination to share what's working and in some cases what's not working when you're at events like this.
Yeah, and look, the change has been around for a long time in the wholesale distribution and retail space. Change is coming at a much faster rate than it ever has before. And this is all about arming people with tools and techniques to deal with it. And, you know, the big thing everyone talks about are tariffs and Brexit. And there's all sorts of people that are trying to hedge, trying to get ahead of it and hedge and bringing on inventory without really having the tools to be able to analyze it. And so we're spending a lot of time with folks today on forward or investment buys.
Yep. Arming people with tools and techniques and a network.
Yes.
You know, bringing them together. And I can only imagine some of the follow-up conversations that come out of on the other side of Blueprint 2019. And speaking of tariffs and all other tougher issues we're facing as industry, you know, first quarter, you probably saw the numbers like I did, unexpected strong growth, 3.2%. And exports were up. And imports were down, which was a little bit surprising. Other factors. Fair warning, Jim, I am no economist. So, in fact, my wife is telling me exactly what to say here. But really neat, good news on first quarter. All right, so moving, let's talk about some of the feedback you've been hearing. This is, I think, the third blueprint officially, right? And it's grown dramatically each time. What's some of the feedback you've been hearing from attendees over the years?
I think it's more about very specific, dedicated areas. I mentioned cost of service, investment buys. The other thing that we've heard, and that's kind of the product areas, and the other thing we've heard a lot about is the professional development that our folks really want to understand more about. How do I develop my team? How do I identify champions and grow champions? Those are the sorts of things. So it is a combination of technical skills and soft skills as well. So we've tried to provide multiple learning paths, and that was direct feedback that we got from customers. We don't need to be preaching from the mountaintop about all the great things we're doing. We need to get down and give people some practical advice that they can take back with them and use in their business.
Yep. Fantastic. So kind of the same question, a little bit broader and a little more focused on trends. Are there a couple of current supply chain trends that you're tracking more than others right now?
Well, yeah, there is. You know, it's artificial intelligence and predictive analytics. We have, and we announced earlier today, some additional investments that we're making in the area of artificial intelligence and machine learning. And it's all about, there's a couple threads to it. And this artificial intelligence is a big buzzword. You can't pick up any sort of blog or article that doesn't talk about artificial intelligence. And really what artificial intelligence enables us to do is to learn on an ongoing basis, but learn based on massive amounts of data. And so we look at doing this both in a supervised and unsupervised fashion to learn what's going on. So what I mean by unsupervised is watching what a user may do on the classification of a product. What are the attributes of that product and learn from it. It could be things like causal, where we're taking weather into account and what the impact of weather is on demand. And then from an unsupervised fashion, you know, looking at massive amounts of data and being able to identify clusters in categories of products. It will also enable us, you know, to analyze those. And this is all about looking at where this is going to go, you know, forecasting the future. And with analytics and the predictive analytics and the capabilities we have today, we're much further along than this is reality. And we're really focused on bringing something to market for our customers that's practical and provides real value. And AI for the sake of AI, or machine learning for the sake of machine learning, is nice. We're not interested in checking a box. We're interested in bringing things to market that have real value and that are tangible to our customers.
Yeah, who wants needless complexity?
No technology for technology's sake.
Any other trends out there that you've been tracking, talking about as a team? I mean, that's plenty. But.
Yeah, no, I think the other one we're very focused on is the simplification of what we do, right? For someone to be able to turn on our product and try it. So we've invested a lot in connectors to various ERPs. We have other strategies that will enable someone in the future to come in and try our product because we know what the value it provides. And we just want to keep making this thing frictionless and make it much easier for people to experience Blue Ridge.
Yeah. And the conversations we've been having, it seems like it's very possible to get early wins early. You know, as when they make the switch, you know, inside of a year and a half. I mean, there's been a neat several stories told about some of the early gains.
Right. And look, I our focus is getting return on investment in months, not years.
Yeah.
And everything we do is geared around that, from our onboarding process all the way through the ongoing lifeline support that we provide our customers, which is of incredible value.
Yep. So with any new products that Blue Ridge may be announcing, you know, Jim, you're a proud Philadelphia Eagles fan. Are y'all going to be naming any of those a Philly special and rolling them out to the archives?
Yeah, maybe our AI will be Philly special.
There we go.
No, look, we announced last year our integrated business planning product, also commonly known as sales and operations planning, S&OP. And we've had a great response from our customers on that. We've made some enhancements to the product. We'll continue to do so. And really, that's along the evolution, maturity evolution these our customers are going through. In that, it's fine. What you really find out is there are multiple versions of the truth, and this is all about getting one version of the truth, holding both sales or the brand managers as well as the buyers and finance all in alignment. And so we've had a lot of traction with that, and we're going to continue to build that out as we go forward because it has real value.
No dueling Excel spreadsheets.
No.
Yeah.
And, no, he said, she said.
All right. So switching gears here, any other trade shows or forums or conferences on your radar for the remainder of 2019?
We're going to participate in some industry conferences, specifically the Gartner conference in Phoenix in May, and we're also going to participate in the European Gartner conference coming up in June in Barcelona. And then the latter half of the year, we're focused on specific industry conferences. So food, for example, we did Wine and Spirits WSWA earlier this year, but Hardee's and where our customers are is where we're going to focus on some smaller conferences, if you will.
Fantastic. So how can, well, I know how our listeners can get in touch with y'all. It's BlueRidgeGlobal.com. And we've been talking with Jim Burns, CEO of Blue Ridge. Jim, thanks so much for putting on a great show. I mean, obviously it's outstanding for your customers to be able to come out and plug in and, you know, gather these tools that we're talking about and best practices. But it's also neat for, you know, prospects and local industry members come out and network and hear some of the same stuff.
Yeah, I think it's been great. And actually, we're so proud of what we've done. We have a handful or so of prospects here today, and we're not afraid to bring them out in front of our customers and be transparent. So our customers are our best salespeople, and we're very proud of that.
Love it. So we've been talking again with Jim Burns, CEO of Blue Ridge, who's been hosting the Blueprint 2019 conference. Be sure to check them out at BlueRidgeGlobal.com. Jim, thanks again for your time. Great. We appreciate it.
Scott, thank you, and thanks for being here.
You bet. A lot of great interviews here, a lot of great thought leadership here at Blueprint 2019. So to our listeners, check out our upcoming events, replays of our interviews, other resources at SupplyChainNowRadio.com. You can, again, find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the leading sites where podcasts can be found. If you can't find what you're looking for, send us a note to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at SupplyChainNowRadio.com. Thanks, everybody.